For about a year during college, I owned one bowl. It was a quart-sized, microwave-safe, covered glass dish. It was my only dish. I ate most meals at the cafeteria, but anything else, from breakfast cereal to the meals after I worked over the dinner hour, was cooked and/or served in this dish. One fond memory includes eating instant mashed potatoes mixed with a can of corn while watching 2001 A Space Odyssey. When I was done eating, I did the dish, usually within 48 hours or so, long enough for any germs to die of old age or boredom. Toward the end of this glorious year, food caked hard on the sides of the dish, impervious to my half-hearted attempts to clean it. As I drove the long 500-plus miles from Iowa to the Iron Range, the dish reminded me of the good times from the back of my station wagon with a hearty clanking that suggested that it was both glass and invincible. When I moved into my wife's apartment, this dish was my sole contribution to the housewares. After a good soak in something I assume was soap, the dish was as good as new and began containing food stuff that surely blew its heavy, transparent, washable mind. Chicken something or other, beef something or other, and pasta for what's it would reside in the dish as leftovers as I learned how humans are actually supposed to eat before they resort to an alternating cycle of convenience foods and then bear children who eat all the leftovers. The dish joined the other dishes in the cupboard, where I imagine it going through many of the same struggles I was going through at the time. It's not easy learning how to live with someone. Maybe that cup over there doesn't like the way your handles stick out and jab into its decorative side. Maybe that bowl up above doesn't like the sound your glass cover makes when the people stomp through the kitchen in their winter boots. Maybe the new dish soap makes you smell like an orange, and you never much liked oranges. You didn't know oranges were part of the deal. I would do the dishes now, giving a nod to the original dish when it would pass by the sink. One day the dish crashed onto the kitchen floor and broke. I forgot what was in the dish at the time. In my mind, it will always be spaghetti sauce, red like blood. The dish became slippery whenever moisture condensed on its smooth tabs, and in the life of a $5 dish from a low-end retail store, this sort of incident is almost inevitable. It was no one's fault. It was the bowl's time. And yet I still remember that bowl. We remember the objects and people that stood with us when we were alone. They know the true nature of our souls. I'm only glad the bowl got to experience what I did. Two different ways of living, and an inadvisable amount of food. Godspeed, bowl. I will wash many dishes, but you will always be the dish.